Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. This Sunday, May 26th, Club Helsinki, in association with Showstoppers New York, presents Judy Kuhn in All This Happiness as part of their Helsinki on Broadway series. Judy Kuhn is a 3-time Tony nominee for her work in the Broadway musicals Les Misérables, Chess, and She Loves Me. She was also the singing voice of Pocahontas in the 1995 animated Disney film of the same name, which means she sang the Academy Award-winning song Colors of the Wind in that movie.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
In All This Happiness, she weaves together tunes from the pop songwriters and musical theater composers that have had the most influence on her. Judy Kuhn, welcome to the Roundtable.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start by talking about the matter at hand, All This Happiness. Uh-huh. How long have you been working on this show, and how did you select the songs that you'd perform in it?
We started putting the show together, I don't know, I guess a year and a half ago, maybe. We originally performed it at Feinstein's at the Regency in New York City. Basically, the way it came together is I just had been making... Whenever I thought of a song that I felt like, oh, I have to sing that, or a song that had been sort of in my life for a long time, I would just write it down.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at the songs that I had on my list, and I got together with my music director, Dan Lipton, and we started playing through things. And I found that themes started to emerge, and they seemed to be a lot about things that I was thinking about. At the time, I was about to celebrate my 20th wedding anniversary. I was about to send my daughter off to college. And so, I don't know, it just seemed, all these songs seemed to be about different aspects of relationships and love and what makes you happy and what is happiness. And it just sort of came together that way. And I mean, the song is a very eclectic mix of songs. It's a lot of pop songs, Joni Mitchell, Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen, and then some theater songs by Stephen Sondheim and Adam Gettle and Cole Porter. So it's a pretty eclectic mix, but I think sort of they all come together with these themes.
Does Dan play piano for you? Or?
Yes, Dan plays piano, and we sort of wanted to do a little twist on the jazz trio.
Uh-huh.
So we have a wonderful percussionist, Damian Bassman, who developed all the percussion arrangements, and he plays djembe and cajon and, you know, lots of other kinds of percussion toys. And then we have a cellist, Peter Sacken, who plays acoustic and electric cello. I don't know if many people have heard the electric cello, but it sort of sounds like a bass.
Uh-huh.
And so he sort of sometimes is a bass, and he's sometimes, you know, the beautiful melodic instrument that a cello is.
Sounds like it's going to be great.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting, you know, sonic mix, I think.
And you're doing the same show at 54 Below in June.
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Yes, I am. Very excited. That's happening the week after the CD is officially released, which is June 4th.
Lots going on then.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a favorite moment in the evening so far, or have you put it together so that it's full of sort of spectacular moments for you?
Oh, God, I can't, you know, I am so bad at picking favorites because I would say everything is my favorite. If I didn't love it the way I, every song the way I do, I wouldn't be doing them.
Sure, of course. That makes perfect sense.
But, you know, and there's so many, oh God, you know, I always feel like at the moment that I'm singing any song in the set, I'm thinking, this is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
But then I sing the next song, it's like, oh, this is my favorite.
Well, that's, I think, probably the ideal way to feel about the evening.
Yes, probably.
You were in the original Broadway cast of Les Miserables.
In
looking at your credits today, I saw a thing that I had never thought of before, where it has you listed on the Internet Broadway database as playing Cosette, adult Cosette, of course,
mm-hmm.
but also one of the whores in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
I had never thought about how that would be something they would do, of course, to populate the streets of Paris in the first act.
Well, when Trevor Nunn and John Caird directed the production at the Royal Shakespeare Company, several years before, they had created and directed the production of Nicholas Nickleby.
Mm-hmm.
And Les Miserables was originally done in very much the same style, as sort of an ensemble piece, you know, basically a group of actors telling this sort of epic story.
Okay.
And the way, and it's as much probably a practical thing as a stylistic thing, which was that everybody in the show would play more than one character.
Sure.
Except for Jean Valjean and Javert, who were on stage from the beginning to the end. So everybody else in the cast played, you know, villagers or prostitutes or pea pickers or, you know, were on the barricade. Like Randy Graff, who played Fantine, played a boy on the barricade in the second act.
Uh-huh.
After she died.
Great.
So it was great because it really made us feel like an ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Telling this story. So we all were ensemble parts until we had to be our principal character.
There was, of course, a big film release of Les Mis last December.
Yes, I heard about that.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
Did you think it was okay?
I thought it was great.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, I had no idea how they were going to turn that into a movie, but I thought it was really great. And I really admire all the actors because it's not an easy thing to do for camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so big, that piece. And, you know, of course, for camera, you can't be so big. But I thought it was great.
I was, again, getting ready for this interview. You are, in my mind, mm-hmm. your Cosette, because I had that PBS concert recording on video. I taped it from PBS and watched it a lot growing up. And I was like, any other face for Cosette? I'm like, man, that's not her. That's Amanda Seyfried. That is not Cosette.
Oh, that's so funny.
Of
course, that concert was done 10 years after I actually had played Cosette.
Right, right.
So I had to dig it out of my memory banks.
How much time do they give you to rehearse for that kind of concert performance?
As I recall, we had about a week of rehearsal, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It was so long ago now.
You grew up in Maryland, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, in a suburb of Washington.
And was your family always supportive of you pursuing a career in theater?
Oh, very much so. My parents, I have great parents, and they were always very much, you know, you do whatever makes you happy kind of parents, and very, very supportive. And in fact, my father, who he's now long retired, but he was a civil rights lawyer and, you know, a very righteous man. And I always felt like, well, I have to be like him and try to change the world. And I always felt guilty about the idea of being an actor. And he always said to me, no, you know, you're not going to help anybody else if you're not happy with what you're doing. You have to do what you really feel compelled to do. And guilt is good because it'll also make you do things to to help others.
There's a great... I mean, as an outsider observing, looking in, there's a great sense of community and helpfulness in the Broadway and stage community.
Yeah, I think actors are a very generous lot you know, I think they get a bad rep for being, you know, egocentric or narcissistic. But the theater community is an incredibly generous community, and everybody is always doing good works, I think. So, yeah, definitely.
Judy Kuhn will perform All This Happiness this Sunday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York, in association with Showstoppers New York as part of their Helsinki on Broadway series. To learn more, visit HelsinkiHudson.com. Judy's website is judykuhn.net. That's JudyKuhn.net. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. Will you touch?
My name is Marius Pomercy.
And mine's Cosette.
Cosette, I don't know what to say.
Then make no sound.
I am lost.
I am found.
A heart full of light.
A night bright as day.
And you must never go away. Cosette, Cosette,
this is a chance.